Hello and welcome to the ICC Review, and we have a new World Cup champion.
How sweet it is for Jos Buttler, for England, all England cricket fans around the world who make the commitment to follow their side through thick and thin.
England have won the T20 Men's World Cup after beating Pakistan by 5 wickets.
He's hit it leg side. It's Ben Stokes with the winning runs. Who else? It's always Ben Stokes when he bowled that final over and England were on the losing side. But this time it's Buttler's boys. They are champions of the world.
And Big Ben struck again in another World Cup final.
The full toss and it's popped nicely through the offside. So nicely indeed. It has beaten the fielder. That is timing personified from Ben Stokes.
Stokes sat deep in his crease and has just checked it but timed it. Absolute perfection.
Gets it through. This is a precious and timely boundary for Stokes and for England.
Stokes has nailed that one. This time he's not running because it's hit the boundary board hard.
Gibbs on and he absolutely smashes it through.
And again, long off, the skipper over his head for 6. 2 magical deliveries for England and their fans. 4 than 6 off the bat of Stokes, 110 for 4.
Yeah, 2 boundaries that England needed. Stokes provides, this time a flat 6. That has been hit somewhere.
Full toss, timed beautifully. Will it go for 4? It does. 50 for Ben Stokes. His first 50 in international T20 cricket. A man for the big occasion.
Stokes' 52 of 49 balls helped carry his side over the line. And a former England captain said Stokes loves the spotlight.
If there's one cricketer Jos Buttler wanted at the end there, it would be Stokes because he knows how to cope with and handle pressure.
That's Nasser Hussain. I'll speak to him shortly. And we shouldn't forget Sam Curran because he also delivered on the big stage.
Inside edge and dragged on to his stumps. Curran has his first, England have their first, and Rizwan after that delay goes.
And it's that man Sam Curran yet again, he's been the go-to bowler for England.
A shift in the air, down the throat of deep mid-wicket. Livingston making no mistake, and in the quest for quick runs, Shan Masood has to depart and Pakistan have lost half their side.
Sam Curran's been so good throughout.
Chipped away, again finds the man in the deep. He's been kept busy, Liam Livingston. Once again, it's Sam Curran with his variations.
Outstanding figures, 3 for 11.
Curran claimed 3 wickets for just 12 runs and his contribution helped restrict Pakistan to 137 at the MCG. The bowler was named player of the match, but he says the award should have gone to someone else.
I don't think I should be getting this. I think the way Stokesy played there to get a 50 in a final, he does it so many times for us. And we're going to enjoy this occasion and very special.
Now Nasser Hussain joins me on the back of England's win. England only the second team to win the T20 World Cup twice, 12 years between those two titles, 2010 and now 2022. Worthy champions?
Yeah, I think so in the end. It's very difficult with the T20 and that's why I think sides have struggled to defend the T20 because you just have a bad day or a bad couple of days as Australia did. They had one bad day against New Zealand and then you're gone. So even today, like with 5 overs to go, it just takes a couple of wickets and then you're up against it. But I reckon over the whole tournament, the depth to their batting and how smart their bowling, their improvement in their bowling from maybe 6 months ago has been prolific. So I think in the end, they were actually the best side and were deserved winners. But, you know, Pakistan put up one heck of a fight all the way through.
As for the bowling, Sam Curran, we have to mention him at the top. 6 matches, 13 wickets with an incredible economy rate, 6.53, and he's bowling predominantly at the death. The player of the tournament, the player of the match, and absolute quality.
He was, and remember in the last T20 World Cup, he was injured. So it's a great story coming back in. It was an area that England have been struggling with, is their death bowling. So, in the, you know, with Jofra Archer being injured, they're looking for death bowlers. Chris Jordan had gone off the boil a little bit, although he had a better tournament this time round when he came in at the end. But Sam Curran, 5 for against Afghanistan, first England men's cricketer to do that in an international T20, and he didn't look back from there. He's just very smart. Like today, to the bigger boundary square, he just bowled it into the pitch, had Liam Livingstone out at deep mid-wicket or deep cover, and they just kept hitting it straight to Liam Livingstone. He's a very smart cricketer, Sam Curran. He's an exceptional cricketer.
Yes, let's look at what Sam Curran did at the back end of the innings. Pakistan, with 3.5 overs to go, were 121 for 4, and they ended up only getting 137 for 8. That was a game breaker there, that period, wasn't it?
It was, and that's why he was player of the match in the end, because that little period there, if they'd got 150, 155, you know, Ben Stokes said at the end there, on that pitch in the last 10 overs, it got really tough. Ben couldn't put a bat on it. And with Pakistan's bowling attack, 155 on that pitch would have been a tough ask. 150 would have been a tough ask. So those death overs from Curran were excellent. I think that moment and the Shaheen Shah Afridi injury that he couldn't come back at the end were probably the two turning points, because then Stokes being Stokes, when Afridi hobbled off Iftikhar, he was always going to go on this pitch, he was always going to go at him.
Nas, you were of the opinion on commentary that Shaheen Shah Afridi in Pakistan did the right thing when he came back on to try and bowl, struggled, and then he went immediately off. As far as you were concerned, that was spot on, fair enough, rather than trying to fight his way through the pain?
Yeah, I think so. One thing about a champion cricketer in a World Cup final, he's going to try and come back on, you know that. And he did. And he hobbled on and he didn't complete the first delivery, and then he hobbled through the second delivery and he came out about your pace, Murgers, a little loopy little thing that came out. So, but then Barber did exactly the right thing. A person's career is much more important than anything else, you know. And also, Shaheen wasn't going to be of any use to him, hobbling in and bowling no pace at all. So I think the skipper did the right thing. The long-term health of Shaheen Shah Afridi is more important than bowling another, you know, 10 deliveries or whatever it would have been in a World Cup.
Let's talk about Adil Rashid too, Nas, because he'd only got 2 wickets coming into this final, but goodness me, 2 for 22 in a final, a wicket maiden as well, the brilliant googly to get rid of Babar Azam. It was an outstanding contribution, wasn't it? Because at that point, Pakistan were really looking to put their foot on the accelerator, and he shut them down.
Yeah, you know, and this is Pakistan we're talking about, who have a leg spinner in their ranks, who'd probably been brought up and playing leg spin all their life and picking googlies. And you're talking about Babar Azam, one of the great white ball, one of the great batters in the world at the moment. And he can't pick. I think that's the third time Adil's done him with the googly, 3 times out of 4. So he's struggling to pick Adil. I think Adil's been very good throughout the tournament. There's been a subtle change, Murgers, in their position on the crease. At the start of the tournament, they reckon he was a bit too close to the stumps and he just went a bit more mid-crease so he could access off-stump a little bit more. That little technical change helped him, and halfway through the tournament, he hasn't looked back really. He's been brilliant for England.
Nasser, you mentioned the story of Sam Curran and how wonderful it was for him to be part of the winning side, given that 12 months ago he was absent with a back injury. But let's talk about redemption for Ben Stokes as well. 2016 in Kolkata, he was on the end of Carlos Brathwaite's onslaught as the West Indies came from nowhere to win that final. And now 6 years later, he's there at the end, the big player, there for the big win. Oh, that must be magic for Ben Stokes as well, mustn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a great story. I thought the day was full of good stories, actually. But that Ben Stokes, you know, he is often there for England at the end, whether it be Headingley, whether it be in good times and bad. Bad times, obviously, Kolkata and Carlos Brathwaite. You know, how do you come back from that? Well, he does, because he's Ben Stokes. And he then wins them that test match at Headingley against Australia. And then he goes to a World Cup final and wins them that, being 80-odd not out at the end. And then he does it in the Super Over. And then he does it here. This was his first 50 in international T20 cricket. He picks his moments, that is for certain. If there's one cricketer Jos Buttler wanted at the end there, it would be Stokes, because he knows how to cope with and handle pressure.
With Pakistan, I suppose there was always that question mark coming into this tournament, and indeed coming into this match, about the depth of their batting below Mohammad Rizwan and Babar Azam. and the fact that they only posted 137 in this match, well, that I suppose was all those chickens coming home to roost, wasn't it?
I think the whole day pretty much panned out how we thought it would. We, especially on a pitch like that, I always felt that Pakistan's batting looked vulnerable, and I always felt they're probably against get the way England are bowling now, get a score below par. But you always felt that with their bowling attack on a pitch like this, you just never know, because they will fight right till the last ball, and they did. And their fielding has improved throughout the tournament. They took some good catches this evening. They fielded pretty well. Their batting, you know, it has been a bit of a struggle for them. If they've just got another 20 runs, they would have been well in that game. So there's room for improvement, but I sense with their fans at the end there that they weren't like, you know, you've let us down. I sense with the Pakistan fans, they saw a side that were trying and fighting and giving it their all, and that's all you can ask for, really.
A great tournament, Nas. You know, pitches that had a bit in them for the bowlers, so they produced good contests between bat and ball. Nice big boundaries as well, so you had to play good shots to get six. A good tournament overall, would you say?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, Brian. You know, different venues, a venue that I'd never been to before at the Perth Stadium. But the grounds, you know, I love the SCG, MCG, Adelaide, to go back there and everything that they've done at that venue. The pitches, as you say, an even contest between bat and ball, different size boundaries here, square, big, Adelaide, short. So you need all your skills, even before Super 12s, the upsets that we had upsets in Super 12s. It had everything, this tournament. It had a bit of rain. So what? You play cricket around the world, it does rain. But it was a brilliant tournament. Really enjoyed it.
And England, a white ball dynasty now, Nas. They're 50-over champions and now 20-over champions too. And they've done it without Jofra Archer and Johnny Bairstow. And there was no David Milan and Mark Wood in the final as well. That's enviable depth, isn't it?
It is the serious depth, and you know, 2015, I was on comms when Jimmy Anderson had his poles knocked out the ground and Bangladesh knocked him out of the World Cup, and they are unrecognisable from their white ball cricket back then. And I thought, I spoke to Matthew Mott at the end, and he's been on that journey with the Australian women's side, hasn't he, where he took a good side and made them into one of the great all-time great sporting sides with the Australian women that won everything before him. And I think that's the next challenge for Matthew Mott. He's got an excellent side here, and it's how you improve what is already a very good side. So that'll be the next challenge. For now, they're going to celebrate being 50 over and 20 over men's champions.
And Jos Buttler taking over from Owen Morgan. There was a bit of a white ball wobble in the summer when that change happened, but what a fantastic achievement for Jos to be a world champion captain, eh?
Yeah, easy gig, isn't it? Turn up to your first World Cup as captain and you end up World T20 champion, actually. So, listen, he's a suit. That over from Nasim Shah bowled him a brilliant over and went for 11. Buttler went down and scooped him for 6, you know. Buttler is a freak with the bat. He's cool, calm, calculated as a captain. The baton as well and truly been passed from Morgan to Buttler.
The excellent Nasser Hussain will be back next month on the 100% Cricket Podcast with Frankie Mackay. So hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. And after the match, Ben Stokes praised England's bowling attack throughout the tournament, not just the final.
I think all the credit has to go to our bowlers, Sam Curry and Adil Rashid in particular. I think the wicket got worse as it got on. It got quite hard. He never really felt in. So the way that those two bowled and the way we managed to restrict them to 135, I think,
137.
You know, they've got to take a hell of a lot of credit because that ended up being quite a difficult wicket to bat on. But, you know, World Cups and playing this many games, it's never down to an individual. It's all about a team effort. And players, the guys who haven't played, the hours that the management and the coaches put in with us, you know, we'll be up there on stage later collecting medals. But there's a huge group of us who came here with the same goal and we've all walked away here World Cup champions, whether you're a player or not.
Well, let's have a word on your captain. I mean, relatively new captain, but he's played a blinder, Jos Buttler.
He's been incredible, you know, to take over the role, and, you know, it's still very early days with his captaincy, but he's turned this team into not the old Owen Morgan's team, which I think was a lot of people were saying after Owen decided to step down, but he's came in, he's put his mantra in the way and almost, you know, made the team that we did have go even further and really try and stretch the boundaries that we'd already set. But He's a fantastic leader. The lads follow him, and you know, don't take for granted the tactical decisions that you have to do under pressure in a T20 game, because it's so fast, and 95% of them he got right.
Well, it's the second title for England. That makes you tied now with the West Indies for the most winning team in this World Cup. Is that significant? Is that a big deal?
I mean, it's nice to look back on as a nation, and I guess the people who support English cricket say that, you know, we've got a team of double T20 World Cup winners. But yeah, we'll...
no big deal for you tonight. All right, quick word on Pakistan, because it must be heartbreak for the men in green, and they've had a lovely, well, an interesting tournament, haven't they?
Yeah, look, they've... Gosh, the spell that Naseem has bowled there was... It was like I was at a red ball of Dukes in early April at Headingley there when Naseem was bowling, goodness. But look, yeah, it's amazing how things can work out. You know, a little bit of luck can go your way, and then you find yourself in the final. But they've... Pakistan are one of the giants of international cricket. They're an amazing team to play against, to watch. And look, the fans here was so loud. Like, the amount of Pakistan flags, you know, around the... You know, we could have been in Karachi for all we knew, not Melbourne. It was just an amazing atmosphere to be a part of.
Well, Pakistan may have been on the wrong end of the result in the final, but Shan Masood said the team couldn't have asked for any more from their fans during the T20 World Cup.
I'd like to say sorry to the fans that we can't bring it home. The fans have been great. They've come out in great numbers in all the stadiums. I didn't expect 80,000 people today. The fans back home have been brilliant. We're just a bit down that we couldn't finish it over the line, but that's cricket. These days make you, and hopefully we'll come back a better side from this.
The fans have been truly the 12th man for this Pakistan setup through the course of this T20 World Cup. No matter where you played, there was massive support in green. That must have felt really good and motivating.
Look, Australia's quite far from home, so... We've had a lot of people travel from different parts of the world. It's time-consuming. It's financially, it's very costly. So again, I would like to thank everyone that came out in numbers. We couldn't have done this without your support. But again, we're very sorry that we couldn't finish it over the line.
What would you say are some of the takeaways from Pakistan's campaign at this T20 World Cup?
Well, look, I think the games we've lost, including today, have been games that we could have won. It's about seizing the moments of pressure, seizing the key moments. And that's what this young side will have to learn, that when push comes to shove, you have to win those crucial battles, like Virat Kohli finished over here, like against Zimbabwe when we needed 3 of 3 balls. And again today, like, we didn't finish our innings well. I take a lot of blame for that. And then in the bowling, maybe we gave a few runs too many too early. But again, we can't ask for a perfect performance from our bowling side. They've been brilliant throughout the tournament.
But you've given the fans so much in terms of just brilliant individual performances. Shaheen Shafridi putting his hand up and showing so much character coming back from injury. Brilliant performances from Babar Azam and Rizwan in the semi-final. What have been some of the highlights for you from Pakistan's campaign?
I think the highlight has been that we had our backs against the wall and the side responding to qualify. That was when we qualified, when we beat Bangladesh and qualified for the semi-finals. That was surreal. I mean, we thought we were going back home. But for the side to show character, for the side to bounce back, and yes, individuals have been brilliant, but I think this team is a unit. It's very well led by Babar Azam. And after a huge time, we've seen there's a captain that's putting his hand around the players, that really wants to get the best out of his team. And he's done a great job. So the character of the team has been shown throughout this World Cup.
It's been fantastic. You got to the final in the most spectacular way possible. Where does Pakistan cricket go from here in the shortest format?
Like I said, we have a few things that we should learn, seizing the pressure moments. But look, we're close. Last year, we got knocked out of the semi-final in close manners. Asia Cup, we lost the final. We've made the World Cup final here. There's a big tournament in India next year, the 50-over World Cup. So I think, and still with a lot of the World Test Championship to play for. So I think Pakistan cricket is in good stead. It's in good hands.
Sam Curran spoke after the match, and he said England were just happy that, in a tense occasion, they got the job done.
We came to this game knowing what we needed to do, and, lost for words. It was an amazing performance in front of an amazing crowd as well. And, what a great tournament we had.
Personally, player of the match, player of the tournament, must feel really good.
It does. But most importantly, we've won the World Cup, which we came here for. But those accolades are nice. But I thought Stokesy probably deserved the player of the match tonight. He played that awesome knock under probably the most pressure he could have ever been under. So, amazing. Pakistan bowled amazingly well as well. So, yeah, we're just so happy.
When you look back at England's campaign, what have been some of the moments that stand out for you?
Yeah, I think actually before the World Cup, when we went to Pakistan, that was a great series for our group to get to know each other's roles, and we arrived in Australia, we played so much cricket, and obviously the loss versus Ireland, a little bit annoying with the rain, and we found a little bit stop-start. But ever since we played, I think it was New Zealand at the Gabba, we knew we had to win four games to win the World Cup, and we've done that. So absolutely amazing. And yeah, the crowd tonight, pretty awesome.
It was great to see about 80,000 people come out here. The Barmy Army was in amazing, full force in that corner there. What would you like to say to the fans that have supported this English setup?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to, on behalf of all the team, that everyone who travelled around the world, followed us to every game. We always get amazing support. Even the Pakistan fans and everyone that came tonight was supporting both teams, and thought it was a great game. And I'm so happy.
That's all for now. I've been Brian Murgatroyd. Thanks so much for listening.